Time to get into our Friday food department, and this morning, a couple of guests and a new television show and some hamburger recommendations for you. Kevin Pang is a food writer, author. His book is A Very Chinese Cookbook, and we used to talk on the radio here a lot when you were at Tribune, right,
yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah. I missed seeing you in person, Bob. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I'm still here.
You're still here, and so am I.
And Mark Knutson, is that it? Knutson. Yeah. Mark is over at NBC Chicago, and he is producing this brand new show called Pucci and Pang Eat Chicago, which premieres Sunday night after the news on NBC5. So I'm reading about your show, and can we say this is maybe a little bit like Siskel and Ebert, only instead of at the movies, you're at food joints?
Yeah, I think so. So Matt and I, we used to work together at the Tribune Company, and we, one night, maybe about a year ago, you know, Matt's at NBC, he's in charge of making, programming, and we decided that we wanted to do a food show, and the idea was very much Siskel and Ebert's. Gene Siskel, of course, the very erudite, scholarly guy from the Tribune, and Roger Ebert more from the Working Class Sun-Times. And the dynamic of those two, and the fact that they sometimes fought, but they had the shared love of film, we loved that dynamic. And so we thought, okay, so what if we do a show where I am the food critic-y guy, and we brought in someone who represented the everyman. And so Pucci, who is really internet famous from the Wiener Circle, she's the lovable face, and she's the type of person where if you go there, she will give you a lot of grief. She'll yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone knows who Pucci is, right? So the two of us, and we've actually been legitimately friends for a long time, Pucci and myself, and so Matt and I had this idea, let's just do the show and let's turn on the camera and see what happens.
And it's ironic that her name is Pucci, because that's one of my favorite hot dog places in Skokie.
That's right,
and
yes.
And she's at the Pucci's. Wiener Circle, and famous because wasn't she on Conan O'Brien when he visited?
Conan, she just did Colbert when the DNC was here. She's been all over. She's done shows on CBS.
She lives in Wisconsin, right?
She's back and forth. So she is in Wisconsin and then works at the Wiener Circle on weekends.
Yeah.
And so she's been in the Wiener Circle 27 years, I believe, is the
wow.
number. She's been there forever, right? And so everybody knows her face and asks her for chocolate shakes. If you've done that, you know that's...
Oh, Mark, you'll be in the editing room. Will you have to edit Pucci a lot? You know what I'm saying?
The show is censored because she can be explicit sometimes. And so we make sure to bleep when we need to, which is quite a bit. And some stuff just hits the cutting room floor, and no one will ever see it besides Kevin and I.
and that's fine.
It's fine. It's our own little cuts that we keep for ourselves because they're hilarious. The show's funny.
What will be the content here from week to week?
So the idea is that it's a food review show, and Pucci and I are going across Chicago and to try to find really good burgers. But the thing is that we're not going for the obvious places. There are certain restaurants that are known for their burgers and perhaps have a lot of PR and marketing dollars behind them, and perhaps it's internet famous, but we wanted to go to these unexpected places. So Matt and I, we would go, before the show started, we drove around Chicago and we went to places as far flung from downtown as Bristol, Illinois, and we went down to Joliet and Oswego. We tried a bunch of burgers, and we found 15 places that are terrific, places from gas station burgers to these community taverns out west in the far western suburbs. And Pucci and I go and have a lot of merriments and be silly, and so there are sketches and bits and weird stuff in the middle of these fun burger reviews.
Do you include like fast food joints?
Do we include fast food joints, or just actual
restaurants?
We ate at fast food joints for sure. I don't think that they made the cut. They're more brick and mortar kind of places. It's a lot of just you walk in, you sit down. But I mean, I guess gas station burgers is fast food, right?
Yeah,
that's the first episode. First story is a gas station burger.
Sunday night after the news, which is after football on NBC5, it's Pucci and Pang Eat Chicago. And Kevin Pang is with us. And Matt, right? Sorry about that. Matt Knutson. Got that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And Matt, do you produce other things over at NBC5?
Yeah, I oversee the lifestyle show Chicago Today there and any of our premium content initiatives. So make documentaries and a series we do for Pride Month called It's Okay to Ask Questions with Matthew Rodriguez. That's on Peacock now. And so, yeah, anything that's not news, I'm touching these days, right?
Kevin, you're back home here now because you spent so much time with the Tribune, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I've always lived in Chicago, and so it's just nice to write about. I thought I was out of reviewing restaurants for a while, and so I was doing a lot of cookbook and recipe developments for a while, but now being able to work with Matt again to make local programming on TV, which is such a rarity these days, and to be able to cover these small businesses and tell their stories, I mean, it's a real honor and a real pleasure to be able to tell those stories.
And I would say just really quick, Bob, is that like we're not, Kevin's used the word review a couple of times, we're not doing the Siskel and Ebert thumbs up, thumbs down. We're not doing that, right? We had a short list of 30 restaurants, 30 plus restaurants. We ate at as many of them as we could, and 15 made the cut. And so we don't say, hey, this is an 8 out of 10, a 9 out of 10.
I get you.
We don't do that because like there's so much influencer culture now, and everybody ranks everything. And for us, that's not the point. The point is to say, hey, we tried this. It's good. Go eat there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the show. It's not like, I'll give this a score. We don't do that. If you're seeing it, we've all tried it. Kevin and I tried it. It's good.
Well, we need to hear about some of these good hamburgers, and we'll do that momentarily. It's our Friday food department, and today we're talking about a brand new show that premieres this weekend, Sunday night after the news on NBC5 Chicago. Poochie and Pang Eat Chicago. Pang is Kevin Pang, who used to write about food in the Tribune. He's an author, and Matt Knudsen is the producer of the show. Poochie is actually the on-camera co-host who works at the Wiener Circle. And I was reading Rick Kogan's piece on the new show in the Trib, and this sounds good. He was writing about some of the places you get to: a Rogers Park gas station, a South Shore convenience store. You go to Winfield, Joliet, some off the beaten path spots. So it sounds like wherever people are watching this show, they're going to find something near them.
Yeah, you know, I've been writing about food for a long time, and it's really easy for food media folks to go to the hip and trendy places, go to the West Loop and go to Logan Square. And something Matt and I are very cognizant about is that, well, people live out in places that are not in the West Loop or in Logan Square. So we went to places. We tried 30 places. We went to, we're featuring places in Oswego, in Joliet, up in Wilmette. I mean, really all over our coverage area.
Do you rank these?
No.
Okay, let's hear about some places we should know about that maybe don't get a lot of publicity.
Well, in the first episode, we went to this place out in Bristol, Illinois, which is near Yorkville, Aurora, in Kendall County, and this really fantastic place called the Bristol Tap. And when you walk into this pub, this restaurant, the first thing you see on the door is it says, no kids, no kids, no kids. It literally says that three times, and they don't allow anyone under the age of 15.
15
in that restaurant, which is fantastic, right? And you go in there and you order a burger, and it does not come for 25 minutes. You're thinking, why does a burger take so long? And it's because these patties are the size of maybe what, like three hockey pucks?
Yeah. Matt? Yeah. It's bigger than a baseball, smaller than a softball. It's a massive, it's a massive handful of meat.
And they put it on the grill and they don't touch it. And that's the magic of it. And when you bite into it, there's a shot in the first episode where this guy bites into this burger at the Bristol Tap, and the juices are gushing out of this burger. I mean, it's really borderline.
People get mad when they go there because they're like, I ordered a burger. Where is it? And they're like, they call it a three-beer burger. By the time you finish three beers, your burger's done. And we walked into this place. I had some buddies recommend this place to me because they live out west in Yorkville. And we were like, all right, let's go try it. We drove the hour and a half, and we were like, you know what? this is legitimate. And they do a bratwurst burger that
What's the name of this place again?
The Bristol Tap.
Bristol Tap. Shut up.
We think it's the only restaurant in Bristol. Bristol is like 30,000 people. I think it's the place that people eat.
Less than that. Bristol?
I think it's unincorporated, so I think it's like 30,000 people. It's
give
not it, a lot.
Give us one more, maybe in another part of the area that you liked. Another great burger joint.
We went to Oswego, Illinois, which is actually not too far, and there is a Argentinian burger place. You're thinking, what, Argentinian burgers? Yes, it actually does exist. So this place is called Asadores Argentina Burgers, and Argentinians have this really famous sauce called chimichurri, which is this garlicky olive oil, sort of
emulsion,
yeah, that you put on burgers. And so the Argentinians love beef, they love grilling, and if you like garlic, which Matt and I do, this is a fantastic burger. It's called Asadores Argentinian Burgers out in Oswego.
Can't wait to see the show Sunday night after the news on NBC5. And the co-host, Kevin Pang, who originally from Hong Kong, came to Chicago, when you were 7 or 8, something like that?
Yeah, really, really young. Yeah.
And the co-host of the show just goes by the name Poochie.
Yes.
She's a South Sider who works at the Wiener Circle. That's a good combo, Hong Kong and the South Side.
I think so,
I can't
right?
wait
it
to see
the
that.
Gamut. And, it really represents Chicago.
And Emmy-winning producer Matt Knudsen puts it all together, and we will be watching, and I'm sure we will be hungry, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you for coming in today.